TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to TED Health. I'm Elise Hu. This is an episode of TEDx Shorts, another podcast from TED. Today, hear about the arguably miraculous science behind the coronavirus vaccine now being distributed to protect populations from COVID-19. If you're looking to add a short, eye-opening idea into your day, every day, then subscribe to TEDx Shorts wherever you're listening to this.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work. Canva.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here because you like to keep a pulse on fitness trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in active lifestyle, healthy eating, wearable tech, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas that you believe in. Schwab's research process uncovers emerging trends. Then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snackin' and get crackin' with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Add a little curiosity into your routine with TED Talks Daily, the podcast that brings you a new TED Talk every weekday. In less than 15 minutes a day, you'll go beyond the headlines and learn about the big ideas shaping your future. Coming up, how AI will change the way we communicate, how to be a better leader, and more. Listen to TED Talks Daily wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here today to tell you that we're actually hacking the software of life, and that it's changing the way we think about prevention and treatment of disease. So here's all the biology you need to know in 30 seconds. Our body is made out of organs. Our organs are made out of cells. And in every cell, there's this thing called messenger RNA, or mRNA for short, that transmits the critical information from the DNA, our genes, to the protein, which is really the stuff we're all made out of. This is the critical information that determines what a cell will actually do. And so we think of it like an operating system. And it's not just in every cell of our body, it's actually in every cell of every organism alive. It's the same thing. And so if you could actually change that, which we call the software of life, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out that has profound implications for everything from the flu to cancer. And I'm going to demonstrate that with three short examples. Let's start with the flu. So many of us get a vaccine. It is an injection in our arm where we get bits and pieces of the virus, the proteins, and that teaches our immune system to recognize the virus. Now imagine if instead of giving the protein, we would give the instructions on how to make the protein, how the body can make its own vaccine. So the traditional approach has protein floating around your cells. An mRNA vaccine approach has the cells themselves in your own body making the vaccine. What's more alarming, a stranger prowling the neighborhood or somebody who just broke into your ground floor and tripped the alarm? That's what happens with an mRNA vaccine. You've tripped the alarm wire, and now the cell is dialing 911. It's calling the police at the same time as it's making the protein and saying, that's the bad guy. That's how an mRNA vaccine works. And for the last several years, we've shown this actually works in a whole multitude of animal models. We took a group of volunteers and injected them with a messenger RNA vaccine against a variant of flu, influenza. And all of these volunteers got the immune response we were hoping to see. The side effect profile was pretty benign, what you would see with any normal type vaccine. So we've proven the principle, this actually can work. And now we're going to be developing a whole slew of vaccines against diseases for which we don't have one. Let's talk for a minute about cancer. Horrible disease. Cancer has affected the lives of many of us and will affect the lives of many more of us as we age. The problem with cancer at the cellular level is that the DNA is screwed up. You've got these mutations, and this screwed up DNA leads up to screwed up information that makes screwed up protein. And so the cell loses control. Now, how do you figure out what is actually screwed up? Well, you got to figure out the whole sequence, right? So now we can go and figure out what exactly is screwed up in a patient, and we can use that information to make a vaccine. We take that information, say a patient with lung cancer, and we take the biopsy, we figure out the sequence, we figure out their immune system, and that all becomes information. It goes up in the cloud into a bioinformatic algorithm and then makes a vaccine that we administer into their normal tissue, into the muscle, to try and wake up their immune system. Now, the challenge, of course, is that every person's cancer is different. And so to do this, you have to make it personalized. But if every patient is different, what we're going to have to do is make a personalized cancer vaccine for every patient. And that's exactly what we've started to do. Every patient gets a vaccine that's based on the sequence in their own tumor. If you think about what it is we're trying to do, we've taken information and our understanding of that information and how that information is transmitted in a cell, and we've taken our understanding of medicine and how to make drugs, and we're fusing the two. Imagine a world where we can not just diagnose, but we can actually use the information to create vaccines, to wake up the immune system to something like cancer, and to fix the missing information for children with diseases so that they can live the ICU and live a healthy life.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Support for this show comes from Brooks. I've really gotten into running this year, so I have to tell you about the Ghost 16 from Brooks, because this shoe is kind of a game changer. I found the cushioning to be next level comfortable. It's incredibly soft, yet surprisingly lightweight. It's literally comfortable every time my foot hits the pavement. The Ghost 16 from Brooks isn't just a shoe for me. It's a daily boost for my runs. Visit brooksrunning.com to learn more.